We spend family time together. We teach the kids to do chores. We teach the kids to ride bikes. We teach the kids, you know, there's no difference in our family. The only difference is who we love. And that shouldn't be a reason to not treat us the same and not give us the same legal rights as everybody else.
DeBoer and Rouse are plaintiffs in a case that will be argued before the Supreme Court Tuesday. At issue are state bans on same-sex marriage constitutional, and must states recognize gay unions performed in other states?
Because marriage comes from God, the Orthodox.
Saturday, opponents of gay marriage rallied in Washington.
We came here, we are meeting here together because we want, as Christians, for the will of God to be followed. That couples should be a woman and a man. It can't be a man and a man. It has to have a woman and a man.
It's in the Bible and God says so. It's between a man and a woman. And the Supreme Court has no authority to even redefine it, even talk about it.
Polls show more and more Americans backing same-sex marriage rights, 61% in a recent survey. 2 years ago, the Supreme Court struck down a federal law preventing the U.S. government from recognizing gay unions, and last year the court declined to intervene after lower courts struck down bans in 5 states. Some legal scholars believe the Supreme Court already has telegraphed its ultimate intention regarding same-sex marriage, and that the current legal patchwork of states allowing or banning the practice will not endure. Georgetown University law professor Nan Hunter spoke via Skype.
We have now absurd situations in which a couple marries in one state legally. They move to another state where it isn't legal. They're not recognized as married for state law purposes, even though they are for federal law purposes. I think the writing is on the wall. I think almost everyone believes that it's just a matter of time before gay couples can marry anywhere in the United States.
What will Rouse and DeBoer do if the Supreme Court rules in their favor later this year?
Well, big wedding plan.
Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.